Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, the man that brings you this podcast every single time from my home of Columbus, Ohio, indirectly through my other hometown of Providence, Rhode Island. So, I'm on here to chat about what I talked about last time that I was on this podcast when my guest was Dan from the Three Rivers Comic Con. It's Tuesday afternoon. I want to talk about my experience at the Three Rivers Comic Con, which, you know what, let's also talk about another small thing before we get into that. You know, I'm going to be honest to the listeners. I think the gimmick has worn thin. I think that many people are tired of the synonyms for the word short. So from now on, these are just going to be half episodes, all right? Mini episodes, whatever you want to call it. You know, I'm done with that. You know, I think it was fun for a while, but I think it's run its course. It's time to move on with something else. So here we go. I'm just going to shoot here for maybe about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, talk about the Three Rivers Comic Con, and of course, Extreme Rules, the WWE pay-per-view that just occurred a few days ago. So, all right, let's talk about Three Rivers Comic Con. First of all, I gotta be honest with you, I thought that maybe the venue was gonna be a little suspect. You know, I know Dan was on here, was talking about the great venue that they had, and guess what? They did have a very good venue. It was in a facility that was adjacent to, connected to, if you will, the Century 3 Mall. And the Century 3 Mall is what I was really concerned about. I really thought, man, oh man, that thing hasn't been socially relevant in a long time, or so I've been told. So I was curious to see. So I went in there, and because you could go into the mall from the con, and I went in there to check it out. First of all, also check out New Dimension Comics' own store that was there in the mall. But it actually was kind of a nice mall. I guess if it wasn't three levels, it would be a pretty cool place to go, especially if you lived in that area. Obviously, I think that its heyday is gone, that there's not stores on levels two and three, but there's plenty of stores on the floor, on the ground floor, excuse me. And it was neat. It was clean. So I was kind of blown away by that. I kind of, from what I've been told, expected kind of a dump. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, the con itself was pretty good. I thought that the facility that it was in was pretty nice. I did not go to any panels, discussions. I just went there just kind of to shop and to kind of see some things. And I gotta say that there was a lot of great deals. Now, unfortunately for me, I didn't find too much of what I needed on my list. But I did find some cool things, including I got a heck of a deal, which some of you may have seen on Instagram. I got two copies of Sports Review Wrestling and The Wrestler. Of course, both of those are Apter mags. One's from 87, the other one's from 86. I got them two for $5. Yeah, man, and it's really cool. One of them's going to be a gift for a friend that loves the Macho Man Randy Savage, and he's on the cover of The Wrestler. So the other one I picked up because it had the the 10 most devastating holds in wrestling, and so I wanted to check that out. And then there's also an interview with Bruno Sammartino. So I was like, hey man, for $250, I'm grabbing this one. But nonetheless, I thought the con was pretty good. Obviously, you know, this is year one. You know that Dan said on the last episode, episode 93, that they're planning on doing two or three more. And, you know, they got a great foundation to build with. I thought that there were some unique vendors there as well, especially in terms of apparel. There were a couple t-shirt vendors there that had some really cool comic book and pop culture related t-shirts. So, overall, I enjoyed my time at the Three Rivers Comic Con. Next year, looking forward to it. Hopefully it'll be bigger and better. And I also gotta say, I like the New Dimension Comics. Their store in the Century 3 Mall was actually really cool. They had on display a lot of G.I. Joe stuff, including one of the biggest toys I've ever seen in my life, and something that I so wanted as a kid, the USS flag. That's right, they had it on display. This thing is mammoth. If you don't know what it is, first of all, it's the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier that literally you could put three planes on the tarmac of that toy. Yeah, that's how damn big it is. But they had one on display, and I couldn't believe it was going to fetch $500 out of the box. I don't know if you can hear that whistle. I don't whistle very loud. But anywho, yowzers. Let's go that way. I really marked out for that. But the store itself was really cool. I really dug it. It was a neat store. I also got to say, too, there was a really cool bookstore. Independent mom-and-pop bookstore. That's right. I know. A bookstore. What the hell? I know. People still read those things. But anyways, there was a really cool bookstore also in the Century 3 Mall that I dug. And I picked up some things that were kind of cool pickups. And then they were impulse buys. I really wasn't going to buy actual books. I was going for comic books. But nonetheless, I enjoyed my time at the Three Rivers Comic Con. And tip of the hat, if you will, to those guys, Dan, and all the folks that were behind it for doing a great job. And looking forward to seeing you guys next year. So, all right, let's get into the WWE pay-per-view that was Sunday, Extreme Rules. I'm going to be very honest with you all. I did not watch it. Nope, sorry, man. It was Stanley Cup playoff time, and I was watching the Pittsburgh Penguins take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I did not watch it. But I'm just going to kind of throw out some things, that some of the results, and maybe give you my 2 cents worth. And again, keep in mind, I didn't actually watch the pay-per-view. So anyways, right off the bat, you had the no disqualification match between Dolph Ziggler and Baron Corbin. And it seems that Corbin beats Dolph Ziggler. From what I understand, from what I've read, it wasn't a very good match, which is unfortunate because I really, like I said, have kind of lightened up a little bit on Baron Corbin. I think the guy's trying, and so there you have it. It seems that the club, Anderson and Gallows, were victorious over Jimmy and Jey Uso. That match, I think, was a tornado tag team match. It appears that we had the U.S. title on the line, in which Rusev defeated Kalisto to win this title. So, I don't know. I was never really behind this Kalisto push, if you will. Just to me, it was eh. However, then we go on to what I think are the three most entertaining individuals on the roster. The New Day, as they defended their tag team titles against the Vaude Villains. The belts themselves still stay on a New Day with Xavier Woods picking up the victory. Then the Fatal 4-Way, which I heard very good things about. I heard this was match of the night from many, many friends that watched the pay-per-view. The Miz defended against Cesaro, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens. What was an amazing match from what I understand. A lot of great action. And it ends up with, of course, The Miz defeating Cesaro and getting the victory and holding on to the Intercontinental title. The Asylum match was next, which was basically a match that was contested in a steel cage, which you could only win by pinfall or submission. It was Y2J taking on Dean Ambrose. Of course, all the plunder was in there. Thumbtacks, a fire extinguisher, chairs, everything. Barbed wire 2x4, I believe. Which, as a side note, I have lots of co-workers and, that watch The Walking Dead. And I watch it, too. And they were all abuzz when Negan has his barbed wire-wrapped baseball bat. And I'm like, police! That shit was happening back in 96 with Cactus Jack. That's nothing. Anyways, I digress. Dean Ambrose gets the victory over Y2J. Submission match for the WWE Women's Championship. It was Charlotte versus Natalya. And, of course, Charlotte gets the victory. I do find it interesting from what I've heard. And I didn't watch Raw last night. And from what I understand, maybe Charlotte and Ric Flair have parted ways. Which actually would not be a bad idea, actually. I think that you don't need Flair out there with Charlotte. I think she's strong enough that she can stand on her own, and it's time to get her dad out of the picture. And so, if that is indeed what the route that they're going to go for now, I applaud that. As a side note, by the way, I really do not watch Raw anymore live. I watch it on Hulu a couple days later because, quite frankly, people, it's so much easier to watch it on Hulu. I mean, there's no commercials. It's down to about an hour and 45 minutes. They cut out some of the entrances, and it's just a streamlined show, and I thoroughly enjoy that more than sitting and watching 3 hours of Raw. So I am going to watch Raw. I'm just a couple days behind, but all right, and then we come to the Extreme Rules match for the WWE World Heavyweight title, Roman Reigns against AJ Styles. I heard this was another really great match, actually, and I'm not surprised. I think that AJ Styles has managed to get the best out of Roman Reigns and vice versa. But the big deal that happened at the end of that particular match was, of course, Seth Rollins. He rushes the ring, he pedigrees Roman, The crowd goes ape shit because nobody likes Roman Reigns, and there you have it. Fade to black with Seth Rollins standing there over top of Roman Reigns. And so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I don't know. I like I said, I didn't watch it because hockey to me was more important on Sunday night. It sounds like it was okay. So, you know. I think the other big news that's coming out of this weekend, of course, is Cody Rhodes asking for his WWE release. I gotta be honest with you. I'm not too surprised, and in fact, I applaud Cody Rhodes. You know, the story is that they had nothing for him, they just blew him off, they wouldn't return phone calls or emails or texts, and then there may have been some attitude given maybe possibly to his wife, etc., etc. You know what, I don't blame him. You know what, Cody, you've done a great job in WWE. I mean, he's been there, man, I don't know, since, 2008, maybe? I don't know. He's been there a long time. He's been there, you know, since he came in with Ted DiBiase Jr. And the Stardust gimmick was great. I thought it was very entertaining. His stuff that he did with Amel last year for SummerSlam was great. So, you know what? Maybe he should move on to greener pastures. And you wonder where he's going to land. You know, obviously, you know, he's got that pedigree of being, you know, Dusty Rhodes' son. So maybe he'll end up somewhere over New Japan Pro Wrestling, maybe. Or who knows? Who knows where he'll end up? I really don't see him going to Ring of Honor, but you never know. You never know where he might spring up. So, again, I say kudos to you, Cody Rhodes. Not that you listen to the PVD cast. If you do, please tweet me and let me know you do. But, anywho, I'm pretty sure my span has not reached WWE superstars yet. But anyways, hey, maybe one day, right? Maybe one day. But I digress. Hey, the numbers are looking better. I do want to say that. And I appreciate everybody that's listening and telling a friend or tweeting a friend or Facebooking it or whatever. I appreciate everybody who is spreading the words about the PVD cast. And in fact, now that summer's rolling around here and I legitimately have one more week at my shoot job, and I'll have some time off, I'm really going to push to try to get the PVD cast up on iTunes and Google Play as well. Those are two goals of mine that I'm hoping to get accomplished here. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's getting about 13 minutes, so it's time, real quickly for me, to go to Orlando! That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to tell you about something that I think is cool, something that I think is worth checking out, something that is my favorite thing for this edition of the PVD Cast 93.5, a mini-episode. Like I said, no more of those synonyms for short. Anyways, some people are probably surprised I didn't mention this last week, but I didn't just see it this past Saturday, but the Saturday before. So that's why it's a little bit delayed, but my fave for this episode is, of course, the blockbuster Captain America Civil War. Alright, I've been very excited for it. Probably, I would say, coming into 2016, I was most excited about Deadpool, then X-Men Apocalypse, and then Captain America Civil War. I went and saw it, like I said, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before, and I really liked it. I thought it was really well done. Really, really well done. Personally, I gotta be honest, I love the fact that Baron Zemo was the villain. And if you don't know who that is, Wikipedia him. I gotta confess, he's kind of a lame villain, but as a kid, I always found something weird about Baron. He was weird, and I just liked him. I don't know why, but anyway, so Baron Zemo, I like that he was the main villain. I hope I didn't spoil anything by that. My only gripe, and it's a very small one, is I was not a big fan of Aunt May. I think the casting for Aunt May was somewhat ridiculous and silly. But that's my, and I'm being picky on that one. Overall, well done, excellently done, thoroughly enjoyed it, and can't say enough good things about Captain America Civil War. Check it out if you haven't already. Or if you have, go see it again. What the hell, you know? Alright, so ladies and gentlemen, another policy I'm going to implement here on this half episode, this mini episode. You know, I oftentimes plug many great people I call them sponsors, but they really, they're not. I mean, they're not helping me out financially here, but I oftentimes throw out quick commercials to some great people, but I'm not going to do that on half episodes. I mean, we're almost up to 16 minutes here. I don't think I need to waste your time anymore, so on full-length episodes, you're going to get that, but you're not going to get it here from here on out, and also, you're not getting any more synonyms for short. Go read a thesaurus if you want those. I think, you know, I think it's tired, right? I don't know. Is it? Tweet me. Let me know. And how can you tweet me, you ask? Well, very simply. Go to at PVDMVP and send me a tweet and let me know what you think about this podcast, whether it's this episode or past episode or whatever. Also, you can check me on Instagram. In fact, check me out because I got those two aftermags up on Instagram. Also, at the username of PVDMVP. And if you want to shoot me an email, do so, man. Go right ahead. The email address is johnorlando@pvdcast.com. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later.